fancy terms.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's 7:26.
Look here.
A show with no name. We have a former participant.
A defending
one of my
champion.
All-time favorites here in the studio. And I was going to get to that if you let me. Defending champion from Fox 16. You hear the song one more time. Couldn't believe that guy knew all the words of this song the other day. One shining moment, it's all of a lie. Donna Terrell.
You know what? My hand is waving like the Miss America wave. I'm doing that right now. Can you feel it?
You got the parade wave down, huh?
Yes.
Well, you earned it. You're the defending champion. The madness has already started, and you've Did she advance yesterday?
No, today. You're in the first matchup today with Melissa Dunbar-Gates and from today's THV. So, again, you were the first ever crown winner from Fox. And,
from Fox 16.
Heard you got a raise out of it last year. Congratulations, the bonus.
Thank you. You know what, you guys, this is really fun, and I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, a lot of one station, we won't say who it is, didn't want it. Their girls represented because it took away from their integrity as a journalist. And I was like, it's just a babe bracket,
man. If you don't think Donna Terrell has integrity, basically that's what they imply when they say that, which is the most ridiculous thing. Don't make somebody mad.
I'm talking about integrity off the air, too, and their struggles and all she's going through.
Well, let me just tell you, I really appreciate being a part of it. It's fun. Last year it was the best ever because it was so unexpected when I won. I was like, oh my goodness. And what's really crazy is I run into people now. You guys have a gazillion listeners. I hope you know that. I run into people now and they say, oh, you won the babe bracket.
Hello, I'm Donna Terrell from Fox 16.
Won
the babe bracket.
Right, exactly. It's just a lot of fun. And I appreciate you guys doing this. And I enjoy it every year. I really do. Whether I win or lose, I just enjoy it. But
A lot of the girls in this year's competition, when I've told them, they you know what they say when I mention your name?
What?
One and done is what they said about you and your crown. One and done.
Let me tell you what.
Golly.
They're foolish.
That's what I'm talking about.
Donna, don't believe what he's telling you. Nobody said that.
It's what they're saying behind your back, Donna.
He's got that big ladle out right now, and he's just stirring the cauldron.
Toiling, trouble.
You know, let me just tell you, you have a wonderful group of young ladies, and whoever wins will certainly deserve the title. I just hope they enjoy it as much as I have. I have had, I must put this out there. I have had lunch, twice a month at Delicious
Temptations. That's the winner.
And I tell you, I mean, they are so wonderful over there, all of them. I mean, you guys really know how to do this stuff right because the rewards that you get for winning, the perks, I mean, you really make it. I mean, it's better than winning a Miss America title.
It's like the Rolls Awards. You do get a raise for it.
My crown, my sash. I mean, I think you guys paid good money for that sash.
Well, I wouldn't go there.
Lindy's actually here. She orders three in case I lose the first two.
We have learned a lesson.
The very first place you look for a sash or a crown, if you lose it, is David's trunk.
Yes.
But let me just tell you this. I'm going to win that thing again.
Oh.
By golly, let me just tell you this. I'm going to win it this year, but if I don't win it this year, I'm winning it next year.
There you go. That's the kind of attitude.
Love that fight. That's fine. Yes. Building for the future.
So can I bring you guys donuts?
Facebook and tell all your friends to start calling in when they start listening to
us. You're actually in our first round matchup today.
And
so
I would imagine you can vote for yourself.
Sure you can.
Well, I'm going to call. Do I call the same number? Where do I call? Who do I call?
Well, you call the same number 8 times in a row and you win.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
Donna, let me hear you give 3 different voices. I vote for Donna.
Okay, here. This is how I. Hello? I want to vote for Donna Terrell. And then the other voice is, hello, I'm voting for Donna Terrell.
You would have gotten it. You would have got us.
You would have passed us. Yeah, we're easy. We're not TSA. You would have made it through our deal.
Well, come see us.
Come see us,
Donna. By the way, it's International Women's Month, and it's also March Madness, so we've tied the two together for the Bay Bracket. But is there anything that really ticks you off, that makes you mad? And I've used people talking on the telephone and texting while you're eating, and barking dogs in my neighborhood make me mad. Is there anything that makes Donna Terrell mad?
You know, you guys needed to give me time to think about this.
Being a woman, I didn't think it'd take very long.
Well, she's pretty Donna's pretty even killed. Yeah,
not say that.
There you go. That just made her mad.
That's exactly.
You know what? That just made me mad.
All right,
okay.
That settles that.
Well, good to hear from you, Donna. Thanks
wonderful.
For calling.
It's
yeah.
so nice talking
good
to
luck.
You. And hopefully I'll hang in there a little longer, and I'll just come and visit you guys. How about that?
Gotcha.
Well, that'd be
good.
Great. Well,
thanks,
get your people to call in, Donna.
Yep. Get them
okay,
on the phone.
Okay, I will. Right. I'm telling them now because I hope they're listening. Call in. Support me. Support Donna Terrell from Fox 16, please.
One thing about our election, they're like the ones in the Philippines. There ain't no rules.
I like that.
All right.
Thanks, Donna.
Have a good day, Donna.
From you.